Fred, we have seen this debacle on the swine flu where, you know, they screamed it was a pandemic. 14,000 people worldwide sadly have died, but 500,000 worldwide generally will die from the seasonal flu. They've got vaccines stockpiled. Most of them are going to expire. They're not any good, yet they have made billions on these vaccines. Are the drug companies part of what you call this evil group? This
right. You know, to start with, you know, the drug companies, to me, started with IG Farben. I'm sure you're familiar with them.
Yes, German-based, right?
German-based, funded by Lawrence Rockefeller before World War II and a couple of big banks in New York City. They went on, and during the, you know, Joseph Mengele and all these kinds of people that were involved, they went on, they made a deal, you know, during World War II for pay out, you know, for research projects, a certain amount of money for kids, a certain amount of money for adults. Then what happened at the end of World War II, you know, for research, and this is where the mind control started. At the end of World War II, what happened was that six of the they were on the dock at Nuremberg. Six of the major players were indicted, but nothing was came of their no serious sentencing, and the company broke up into Merck and all the different companies that we know today. That was the beginning of it all.
Was Bayer part of that too?
Yeah. Who?
Bayer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So,
and then as after that, they came over here and they started Merck. And they started doing, there was two things at this point that there was a split. There was a psychological split where they started doing, the Tavistock company had been formed earlier, and we can talk about that in a minute. But it controlled all the intelligence, genesis of all the intelligence company, like the OSS, which became the CIA. And so then they went off and did these mind control experiments, which we can talk about in a minute. But that's kind of how it all started. But the big thing was drugs, you know, and Bayer was involved in that too, the Bayer aspirin people. And the Bayer company, before they were making, they were making aspirin, was also involved in making a lot of chemical warfare, as well as Merck, M-E-R-K, which, you know, is one of the producers of the Tamiflu today. So at the end of World War II, all these companies broke up, but Lawrence, the Rockefeller family, was a big financier, along with Chase Manhattan Bank in New York, of the beginning of these companies. And believe it or not, if you look into the history of a lot of these big drug companies, you'll see a lot of indictments and lawsuits, and it's just amazing how corrupt they really are. And when you start we start getting into the drugs, like when you realize what Effexor is and all these different drugs, because I spent years doing schoolyard shootings and interviewing people, you start to realize that's one of those five things that I mentioned earlier. You can start to see how it unravels into our society, and it is affecting all of the people out there now. Any kind of a drug that you put, a prescription drug you put on your kids, is going to cause a problem, because you can't, you know, there's MOA inhibitors, and then there's, SSRI drugs. And either one of them, when the kids come off of that, they're going to have tremendous side effects, which is also one of them considered homicidal ideation.
Sure. And probably one of the biggest problems, Fred, is get your kid off sugar.
Exactly. Yeah. I have a girl that works for me now that had a child who comes up here, sweet as heck, and just buzzes all over the place. And I said, take this child off of sugar, and he won't buzz all over the place. She didn't believe me at first, but she finally took him off of sugar, and guess what? He doesn't buzz all over the place.
Yeah. I mean, I happen to believe that, you know, modern medicine tries to do a wonderful job. You know, there's a lot of great doctors out there that are trying to do the job to help people, take care of them. And I think there are probably some drugs out there, blood pressure pills and things, that have helped a lot of people. But generally, I just think Big Pharma's out to make a lot of money.
Well, they're out to make a lot of money for their stockholders. And you and I, and I'm sure the audience knows the big, you know, cartel between the pharmacist, the doctor, and the drug company. But there, I mean, there's a lot of conscientious doctors out there. But I've known psychiatrists, and I know a couple of them. I think one of them's been on your show. You know, the drug companies approach them if they're not prescribing enough stuff and say, "Hey, you got to sell some of our stuff."
Yeah. Yep. Oh, they have a huge marketing program.
Yeah, they do, and you better play games with them, and you better play ball with them.
I mean, I think the American Medical Association is beginning to crack down on the relationship between big pharma and doctors, but it's out there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, you look at Donald Rumsfeld, you know, and you know he was twice Secretary of Defense, came in on the Ford administration. He was trying to, you know, push aspartame, which is no good, and it kills. In my work, I've taken people off of it, and they couldn't believe how much better they felt. They were hooked on. I said, you got to get off this stuff. You won't be depressed anymore. You can function again. Oh, it's not that. I said, just try it for a week. And try it for a week. They come off, you know. And look at all the money that he's making on the Tamiflu stuff now. He made, he has 5 million shares of Gilead Corporation. And, you know, in 76, he tried to make the big Tamiflu push, but we weren't buying it, you know. So then last summer, he made the big push again, and this time he made himself $45 million. I mean, that's kind of what, to me, motivates a lot of these guys.
Let's talk a little bit about the swine flu and how this all happened. How could, in your opinion, the World Health Organization come out when we just had a few hundred cases worldwide and not a lot of people had even died and say this is going to be a pandemic, which it never was? Well, how could they say that?
Well, they say it because, you know, they're guided, you know, they're guided by the Tavistock company, which formed in England back in about 1921 to be exact, and they control like Rand and all these companies, and the World Health Organization is one of their many tentacles that, you know, that plans this thing. And if you don't, you know, I mean, I know for a fact if you were sitting back up there like a Bilderberger, you know, like the big group there, and you're planning these things where you have these meetings once a year, the most powerful people in the world, you look at the drug companies and you look at what you're going to plan. This was a plan. Fortunately, it's backfiring on them, and I knew it would. I mean, you know, they built these 800 prisons, supposedly to declare martial law if you didn't do the Tamiflu vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, nobody wanted it. And then when you start looking at the ingredients of what's in Tamiflu, you start to see the same ingredients that are in Effexor, you know, and several of the other drugs that are out there. There's a couple of key ingredients that basically put your brain into a coma and regress you back in consciousness and turn you into an animal. And that's always been observed when these kids, like up there at Columbine, when Dylan Klebo and Eric Harris were shooting everybody, it was because they were coming off of their prescription drugs. They didn't do it while they were on them. They did it because they were coming off of them. And this is well known because in those drugs, there's two ingredients that they use in most of them. One of them is called piperidine, and the other one is called cyclohexane or cyclohexene. Together, those two make a drug called phencyclidine or angel dust. You know, so, I mean, you're basically drugging these people in one way or another with these SSRI inhibitors.
Well, what are they trying to do, Fred? Control the mind or make money or both?
No, they're both. You know, first of all, if we want to go to the big picture. The big picture is they want to eliminate 80% of the population of this planet, and they're doing it by poisoning the foods and blah, blah, blah. But to do that, they want to make lots of money. So they do that through the pharmaceutical industry. The pharmaceutical industry is one of the most powerful industries today.